There's a boy in Israel, who maybe when he was 6 or 7 years old, his parents got divorced. His name was Shlomo. It was hard for him. He didn't know exactly what was going on. But next thing you know, without a father in the house, he started to fall between the cracks. By 13, 14 years old, he was on the streets, hanging out with the boys, didn't go home. He slept at night on park benches with the boys, a bunch of boys who had so much pain in their heart. And they would sleep on park benches. They found an old store that wasn't being used. They pulled an old mattress. They pulled an old bench. And they made that their little house. But food was a problem. Every day they needed food. And these kids were just desperate. So they were living in Israel. So they would go to a local makolet. It's like a little grocery store. And one kid would just walk out with a loaf of bread underneath his thing. Another kid with a little bamba, a little somewhere or another to hide from each other. They lost religion completely. No tefillin, no Shabbat, no kashrut, nothing. But they always knew when Friday was. You're a Jew in Israel, you know when it's Friday. So Friday, they knew that Shabbat, the stores are going to be closed. So they had a system. The system was each week, a different kid would go to a store, and his job would be to steal enough for the whole group. One Friday, one of the boys messed up. He was supposed to go. He didn't go. He didn't know what to do. He didn't go. Now it's Friday night, and they are famished. Famished. They're walking through a neighborhood in Yerushalayim, and they're walking through one neighborhood, and they see a light open in like an apartment upstairs. It's 12 o'clock at night. One of the boys was like very athletic. He's like very jumpy. They call him the Koof, which means like a monkey. They told him, you know what? Why don't you go up and see what's there? He jumped the fence. He jumped the fire escape, jumped up to it, went up to the window and the top apartment, opened up the window, way into the kitchen. No one is around. Goes into the kitchen, sees a piping hot pot of chalit. He's like, oh, we're starving. He takes a towel. He takes off the chalit, off the crock pot. Goes out the window, down the fire escape, jumps on the fence, jumps to the ground. He says, guys, I got gold. They take it to their little house, the store that they're in. They open up the crock pot. They wait a few minutes for it to cool off. They don't have plates, they don't have forks. With their hands, they devour the chalit. Now they finish the pot. They finish eating. Now the pot is empty. The boys tell this koof, this monkey kid, return the pot. He says, okay, no problem. Takes the pot in his hand, now it's cold, jumps the fence, jumps into the fire escape, goes up, opens the window, now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. He puts the pot back on the counter, and he leaves. Very good. That was a very successful Shabbat for them. And now they go through their week. The next Friday, another kid goes to the store, ends up going to the store, he's caught or whatever. It didn't work out again. They're starving again Friday night. So the boys look at each other, what are we going to do? I don't know, what are we going to do? We can't go. What should we do? We're starving. So one of the boys says to this monkey kind of kid, why don't we try it again? They're like, are you nuts? They're going to have guards. They're going to have police force. They're going to have guns. They're going to forget it. They're starving. They're like, let's just give it a shot. He says, okay. And he jumps the fence and goes up the fire escape, goes into the window, opens up the window, jumps into the kitchen, and he sees two pots of chalit. And on the second one, there's a sign that says three words. Yeladim zeh. Kids, this is for you. And they took their pot, and they came down the steps, and he came down the fence, and he served it to all the friends, and he just didn't even say a word, just gave them the chalit and gave them the note. And this Shlomo kid that I mentioned to you before, who came from a divorced home, looks at the note, looks at the pot, he says, 1 second, this isn't just food, this is love, this is someone who cares about us. And in that moment, he said to himself, enough, I'm not living this life anymore. He went back home the next day, went to his mother. He said, Mom, back. Ready to live a Torah life. Ready to be part of the family again. One day, this Shlomo would grow up and build an institution for boys who live like him. Boys give them professions, give them a future. All because one woman in a random apartment that he probably doesn't know who she is to this day, wrote a note, wrote an excerpt of Chalent and understood what the boys needed.